Social media management is notorious for being high pressure, competitive, and changing literally every day, which is why it isn't surprising that most social media managers get burned out within the first 2 years. So how do you keep going? How do you stay up with the latest updates, protect your mental health, and build a successful social media management business that supports your lifestyle goals? Whether that's working from home with your kiddos or jet setting around the world, that's what this show is all about. Welcome to Social Media Manager Confidential. I'm Shantae Gorman, founder of a six-figure social media management agency and mentor to social media managers. And I'm here to dish on the ins and outs of the social media management world without any of the gatekeeping that can come along with it. You'll learn, you'll laugh, and you'll leave each episode inspired. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of Social Media Manager Confidential. I'm pretty sure you've been enjoying this visibility strategy series. So we're back with part three, the top graphic design mistake social media managers make. But before we do that, I have one tiny housekeeping note. I get so many wonderful DMs and comments from those of you who love listening to this podcast, and it makes my day every time. But it would be very much appreciated if you could take 10 seconds to go wherever you're listening to this podcast and leave a rating and review. This helps this show grow and stay relevant in the rankings. And thank you so much to those who have already done it. Your support means everything. Okay, let's get to it. I touched on this the last couple of episodes, but as a reminder, there are three specific skills that you need to have as a social media manager to create content that performs well on social media. We have copywriting, video editing, and graphic design. If you're creating content, but it isn't performing the way that you think it should, it's probably because one of those three things needs to be improved. I'm zeroing in on graphic design because there are so many mistakes that I see social media managers make with this that I personally would have never known was a mistake if I hadn't been required to take multiple graphic design classes in college. I don't see a lot of people talking about these either, but they make such a big difference in your content because the way that your content looks makes a direct impact on how it makes the viewer feel. And marketing is all about making people feel something. Good marketing is about making people feel a specific way about your business or product. So the top mistakes I see in social media graphics, and I'm going to explain what these mean, but the top mistakes are ignoring balance and symmetry rules, not understanding type hierarchy, not designing for contrast and readability, and forgetting to use visual cues as call to actions. So what I mean by ignoring balance and symmetry rules is, I mean, this one is a little tricky to explain without the visual element to it, which if you're watching it on YouTube, you can see me talking, but you still need a visual presentation to really understand. But essentially, you want your design to have both balance and symmetry. So I'm going to try to explain this via audio format where it's really easier to explain visually, but we're going to do our best here. So a balanced design is something that everything looks neat and cohesive. There isn't something really, really large on one side and really, really tiny on the other. It doesn't look off balance. Maybe if we have something happening in the left corner, then we have something happening in the bottom right. There's just some visual balance happening, and hopefully this is making sense. And when it comes to symmetry, the balance is more about maybe like dividing your design into equal halves or like mirror images, where if we have maybe our text on the left side of the graphic, on the right side is an image, and like the space for the text on the left side is the same amount of space on the right where the photograph is. So, you know, having symmetry, it doesn't necessarily have to be like half and half. It could be like a third and two thirds, or the top third and the bottom third. Like just having things where it feels balanced, there's spacing that makes sense and matches in some other part of the design, makes a huge difference. And you can balance elements of different sizes, shapes, and colors based on their visual weight. of how large the element is or how small. You can use symmetry or asymmetry for a more dynamic and visually interesting composition. And if there's something that you want to stand out, like a focal point or a central subject, you can make that the largest thing in the graphic, whether that's your text or like a photo of your client, for example. And then the other elements radiating outward from the center, and those things can be smaller. So they have less attention, less focus point. And there's also balance in using colors in your design, whether you use not enough or too many. A good rule of thumb is using 2 to 3 colors in a single design provides balance and cohesion. You can break these rules, of course, but it's always good to know what the rules are and what works really well so that you know how to break the rules in a way that works well for you. And there's actually a lot of rules when it comes to balance. They're just a little trickier to explain here, so you can jot them down, Google them later so you can have visual elements, or just take my content creation bootcamp class where I teach you exactly how to use balance and symmetry effectively, along with color balance, negative space, balancing text elements, and then the science behind color theory, which is what feelings specific colors can make people feel just by looking at them, high contrast and low contrast. Plus, there's homework files in the class, so you can practice adjusting these mistakes and then submit your homework to get my feedback on them. Next is not understanding type hierarchy. What this basically means is that everything from the fonts you use to the colors you use to the size of the text will impact not just the message that comes across when someone is reading it, but it'll influence a person on whether or not they'll even read it at all, which is important as our jobs as social media managers, the stuff we create, people need to consume it. People need to read it or it's not effective. So a way that I like to kind of describe this, and you may have seen this on the internet somewhere, but essentially there's 2 post-it notes next to each other, right? And they both say, "I will always find you." However, the one on the left is cute and it's like handwritten, and like for the little eyes, there's a little hearts above it. So a really loving, "I will always find you," lovey, cute, sweet type of note. However, the post-it note on the right, even though it also says, "I will always find you," it's done in a really creepy handwritten kind of way of, you find this on your mirror after you get out of the shower, and it's like super creepy and like a ghost did it. Like it's very threatening. Like they say the same thing, but the way that the font is really sends a different message, right? So hopefully I explained that well enough for you. It's visually, you picture it in your mind. But as a social media manager, you may have set fonts that your clients use for their brand, which does make it a little easier to follow their brand voice. So you're not just, you know, whipping them up yourself. But you may have clients who don't have specific fonts, or maybe the fonts that they selected for themselves without a brand designer are terrible. So you have the freedom to select your own. You do need to know the difference between a serif font, a sans serif font, script fonts, and display fonts, and when it's appropriate to use each of them. Want to dive even deeper into these topics and more like it? I'm talking finding high-paying clients, creating packages that sell, advanced marketing strategies, content creation, metrics and insights, portfolios, launching your business, and even how to become a social media manager. I have a full program suite of 8 self-study courses for you so that you can build and grow a profitable social media management business, have consistent income, work with dream clients, and scale without getting hit with burnout. Plus, I've done a lot of the hard work for you. You'll get templates, scripts, and so much more. Learn more about the Social Media Manager Incubator Program Suite by visiting my website. Details and links are in the show notes for you. When it comes to hierarchy, it's basically whatever text is the largest is going to your attention first, whether that's at the top, in the middle, or at the bottom. It does not matter. Whatever text is the largest is the first thing that people are going to read. So we need to make where our text is aligned in the size of them to make sense. You want the largest text on your graphic to be something that's going to immediately give us context and function as a hook. This is what is going to keep the viewer engaged and reading more. So that very first line, the very largest text is really, really important. And a way that I like to represent this, and you may have seen some images about this as well if you've researched type hierarchy at all, is that there's a graphic and it has a bunch of different texts. And basically it says, you will read this first, and then you will read this line next, and then you'll go read this. And then at some point you'll come back to this. And basically it's displaying how type hierarchy works, because the you will read this first is the largest at the top font. It's really bold, it's really thick, and it's huge. And your brain, that's the easiest thing to read. So your brain immediately reads that first. And then the line below it is smaller. It's like a subheading. It says, and then you will read this line next. And then to the bottom right is smaller text, but it's like a brighter color. And it says, you'll probably read this before the paragraph. Now, the paragraph it's mentioning is actually to the left of that, but it's tiny text. It's like regular paragraph size text. And then it'll tell you, it basically says you will go back to read this body copy if you want to know more. It takes more effort to read because it has a lot of text in a small font and a lightweight with tight line spacing. Many people will skip paragraphs like this unless if they aren't engaged right away. This is why it's important to draw attention to your message using visual hierarchy. And then there's a little tiny text at the top that's italicized. And it says, at some point, you may come back to read this line, or maybe not. So I will link this so that you can take a look at it, but you can also just search type hierarchy examples, and you'll see images like this come up, so you can see what I'm talking about. Another mistake that I see is not designing for contrast or readability. So some social media managers forget to test the readability of their graphics on different devices and sizes. Just because you can read the tiny text or the white font on a light background doesn't mean that your client's target audience can. And if they can't read it, they're going to scroll right past it. So aside from following the readability rules, again, you can Google these or take my content creation bootcamp class. You also can experiment with different font pairings in one graphic to create a more dynamic image. It has some more contrast and it keeps people engaged. You could have some amazing copy, which the best hook maybe that has ever been written. But if you don't place it in your graphic in a way that people can easily read, and maybe it's in a weird spot, like the bottom right of the design rather than like the top left, that's that Z pattern that we need to pay attention to, it's going to lose its impact. And the last one is forgetting to use visual cues as call to actions. This one is super important for social media because every piece of content has a goal of some kind, whether that's to get people to engage, swipe right, click link, leave a comment. Using icons or illustrations like arrows or lines can trigger people to take action without us literally having to say swipe right for more. You can just do an arrow. The icon gets the message across, it's more subliminal, it's visually appealing, and doesn't clutter up your graphic with even more text, which means the text that you do have on the graphic really gets its time to shine. So if you want to create high-performing social media content for your clients, you want to use keywords, SEO, and hashtags to optimize your results, you want to learn the secret to planning a standout social media feed and aesthetic, and are ready to be that creative unicorn that can write punchy captions, edit short form videos for maximum views, and design graphics that will have your clients raving, then it's time to take my content creation bootcamp so that you can get a hands-on learning experience. The link to enroll is in the show notes, or you can go to my website at sugarpunchmarketing.com/content. Hope you found this helpful. I'll be back next week with part 4 of this series where I'm talking about the number one tool I recommend for all of my Instagram clients to boost their engagement and conversions. If you have any friends who are social media managers or marketers, share the link to this episode with them and help them out. And if you're not already following this podcast, make sure you hit the follow button, the plus button in Apple Podcasts, or the subscribe button on YouTube so you can get brand new episodes delivered straight to your app every Friday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Learn more about my digital template shop, online courses, and mentorship program by going to my website at sugarpunchmarketing.com. And while you're there, make sure you join my safe, supportive community created exclusively for social media managers. It's 100% free to join and packed with really amazing resources, trainings, and people. See you next time.